Hey there, oddballs. In the paranormal news, we have people who have moved on from Tide Pods to bovine deworming pills. Oh, COVID-19. You never cease to amaze. Also, two military planes have seen the same green UFO in Canada at the same time. The Cryptic Corner, this show, has, well, us putting the terror back in pterosaur, so to speak. We're talking about Kong Mado. And I'm sure you'll like this month's guest. You think you will? Well, I think you will. For sure, man. If it's odd to you, friend, it's on the odd to Newfoundland.
It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters, and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallard, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friend, have stumbled upon the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Welcome to episode 154 of your monthly paranormal variety show. Having you here is better than the kids going back to school, thank God. Or seeing all the cool Halloween stuff coming out and knowing Halloween is just around the corner. Why? Because you're wonderful. A masterpiece, beautifully made, important to people because you're important to me, highly favored by your creator, or the law of averages and physics working in tandem, you, my friend, are an oddball, and on this show, your family, and we are one. Episode 154, the prelude to a month of mayhem here at the Odd the Newfoundland. Yeah, that's right. Halloween is coming. 31 days of Halloween is coming. What does that mean? It means 31 episodes starting October 1st right to the end of October, right to November 1st, actually. Technically, it's 32 episodes because I have a November 1st show as well. Very, very busy boy. But I'm sure you guys will be along for the ride. If there was ever a time to comment, share, and like my page, comment, share, like the episode, stuff like that, now's the time to do it because when Halloween comes around, usually this time of year is when people kind of pay the most attention to this crazy paranormal dork who hides in his basement most of the year. So suddenly I'm the cool kid and I have 31 episodes for everybody, right? Speaking of subscribers, you guys know that if you subscribe to this podcast, I do something awesome. I actually give you a shout out. If you leave a proper name, by the way, you have to subscribe and leave an actual name. If you subscribe, follow this podcast on Podbean. I'm going to give you a shout out on the show, and whoever gets those shout outs actually unlocks the horrible para joke of the show, which is what I'm going to go ahead and do right now. Get that out of the way, so to speak. So I'm going to say a big thank you to Papa Bear Bannister. I'm going to say a big thank you to Bane's Troy 11. I'm going to say a big thank you to Snackbox 664. Big thank you to Bribbo. Big thank you to Silent Hill 32195. God, that was a great game, wasn't it? Whew. Big thank you to AGSRT8. Thank you, Jillian Daw 91, for subscribing to the show. Big thank you to Jadea 333, who not only subscribed to the show, but also liked episode 150, Haunted and Spooky Newfoundland with Lee B. I'm sure you guys enjoyed that episode. I did. She's awesome. Thank you so much, Shugnetic. Thank you very much, VRF27. I don't know what your name actually is, but you, it looks like your wife or girlfriend are there in the picture, or maybe it's her and her husband. I'm not really sure, but you guys look so happy together. And you're also tatted up, which is awesome. I also have tattoos. Did I ever tell you guys that? I actually have tattoos all over my arms. Anyway, big thank you to PRod1968 or Prod1968. Don't know who you are, bro, but you're looking pretty menacing there. And the wife, I was going to say wife beater. Probably shouldn't say that. My own wife might beat me if I say that. In the sleeveless shirt, which is something I like to wear myself, actually. Looking pretty manly there. Thank you, Cakes4295. And thank you, NASRDS. I don't know who you are, but you have some kind of anime caricatures there as your avatar. Guys, all you guys are awesome. Thank you for subscribing, keeping this show going. Remember, I wasn't liked much in high school, so every like here really, really helps me kind of wrap my head around being a human being again. It's time for the horrible para-jokes of the show. And because fall is coming, because it's coming, I thought I'd throw some really punny things at you guys about fall. Why? Because I'm falling for you. Nothing? Nothing? Okay, fine. Well, I'm just going to turn on my favorite movie then, Lord of the Rings. You guys really ought to know that I'm falling in love with Autumn. I'm so great. Pride comes before the fall, though. I'm feeling pretty great fall for these autumn days and you guys subscribing. And my favorite fall outfit is definitely a harvest, by the way. I know what you're thinking. Summer is definitely better than autumn, but I think that's a fall, see. You're the apple of my eye, by the way, and may the forest be with you. And hey, if you're just a corny person, spice, spice, baby. Do I have any more jokes? Well, do you have anything to fall back on? Because fall is amazing and spice-tacular. Oh, you want to make fun of me now for making all these crazy jokes? Well, don't even try. Anyway, guys, enjoy the rest of the show. Have a gourd time. That's enough of these horrible jokes. I hate myself every time I read these more. Like, I'm actually going to do some self-harm if I keep doing these horrible jokes. Please stop subscribing to the show. Please stop. I don't want any more people to subscribe to the show. It's a horrible idea because I got to keep reading these horrendous, horrendous, horrendous jokes, which I kind of laugh at the entire time and have just a wonderful time reading. I'm going to be honest. I love corny jokes. So, I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted. They torture me, but I love them. It's like exercise. It tortures me, but it's good for me, you know. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Let's move on. I'm not really ready to read the news yet. Why? Because I miss you guys. I miss you guys. And I don't really talk a whole lot about my life, but, you know, it's time to weigh in, so to speak. I like to say a quarterly check-in with John because my life's gotten real crazy over the last couple of months with my three kids home. But now all of a sudden there's this big transition coming where all three kids are going to be starting school on the same day. And suddenly I have like 5 or 6 hours to myself for the first time in 10 years every single day. And the wheels are turning in my head that, and I think I'm going to make the decision in the new year that I'm thinking I might take this show and up the amount of shows. You know, right now we're doing a monthly episode, which is actually broken into three parts, which tells me that if I added another episode, I could have a weekly show, realistically. I'm thinking about it. I really am, because for the first time since I started doing this, because remember, I've been doing this show for 7 years. I've always had kids home. I've always had things they would tend to. I've never really had a chance to have extra free time. I'd like to spend at least a little bit of extra free time doing something I love to do, which is hanging out with you guys. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys think I should maybe up the show intake a little bit, change things around a bit, and maybe have a weekly show? Or do you guys think I like to kind of stick with the monthly episodes? I mean, there's something to be said for the monthly episodes too. Obviously, they're higher quality than what a lot of the stuff are out there is. There's a lot more editing being done. Things sound nicer. There's always a guest. I've never missed a guest in 7 years. Like, it's very possible to do that if I was doing like a weekly guest show. So I don't think I'd do that. I think I'd do one guest a month, really, and just expand upon my other two episodes I do and maybe have a new episode, something new, come up with a new thing. So there you go, something different every week. I think that'd be cool. But you know what? I'm not going to make a move on that unless I get some positive feedback from you. So I tell you what, if you like that idea, if you really like that idea, drop me a line in the show notes, wherever you see this. You know, reach out to me. Put a few comments down wherever you see this episode too, and eventually I will see it, okay? Anyhow, look, summer might be over and gone, but the reality of it is that the best time of year is just around the corner. 31 episodes, the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast is going to be right there with you guys. Every single day I'm going to drop an episode. It's going to be small, it's going to be brief, but it's going to be awesome. Last year was record number of downloads because of the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast, 31 Days of Halloween. We're doing the same thing again, baby, and I want you guys there for the ride. So don't forget to subscribe and to enjoy your daily dose of odd starting on the first next month of October. Anyhow, folks, it's time for me to stop yammering on like a monkey in a tree. It's time to move on a little bit here and get into the paranormal news.
Somewhere between the funnies and the obituaries is... Oh, yes. The paranormal news.
The top of the news this month, a military plane may have had to swerve to avoid the mysterious object in surveillance data, because two planes have reported bright green UFOs swooping through the clouds over Canada. Late on July 30th, pilots of two separate aircrafts, one military and one commercial, reported seeing a mysterious green UFO vanish into the clouds over the Gulf of St. Lawrence on the Atlantic coast of Canada. How cool is that? According to a report posted on August 11th, the Canadian government's aviation incident database, both flights witnessed a bright green flying object that flew into a cloud that disappeared. The object did not impact the operations of either flight, the report also noted. So it didn't interfere or anything, but they just saw it. One of the aircrafts that reported the sighting was a Canadian military plane flying from a base in Ontario to Cologne, Germany. The passenger flight was a KLM Royal Dutch Airplanes plane flying from Boston to Amsterdam. Stephen Watkins, an aviation and shipping researcher, looked at transponder data for the two flights and saw that the military plane climbed, get this, 1,000 feet or 300 meters in altitude at the time of the sighting, possibly to avoid the object or get a closer look at it. There's a chance the UFO could have been a meteor streaking through the sky, of course. But, you know, yes, I know the UFO sighting would have been at an early stage of the Perseid meteor shower, Watkins added, but don't be a buzzkill. The Canadian Aviation Report tagged the incident with a catch label, weather balloon meteor rocket UFO, not ruling out a space rock as the possible culprit. Unlike the U.S. Defense Department, though, Canada's Department of National Defense does not track UFO sightings. A department spokesperson told Vice, still, there's no shortage of civilian enthusiasts north of the border who are just looking for these things. In December 2019, for instance, a private collector donated more than 30,000 UFO-related documents to the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, including scores of documents on the Falcon Lake incident, Canada's most infamous UFO case, and something I'll probably cover in the future. So there you go. They're not ruling it out. They're not saying it was a meteor, but they're saying it did take, you know, place during a shower. So there's always a chance that could be the real deal. But the fact that really gets me about this story, and I'm sure it gets you as well, two different points of view, two different factions of the government, really. You had an aviation aspect, you know, with the military who reports this thing. And you also had a commercial freaking plane who saw it. So very rarely do you get two at the same time, usually just one. So I thought that was really, really interesting. And it really does lend, you know, credibility and credence, really, to what's going on there. No doubt. Oh, man. You know, from crazy things in the sky to absolutely crazy people on land, COVID-19 has just brought out the best and the worst in people, you know? And now health officials are warning against using livestock deworming drug to treat or prevent COVID-19. Like, what the heck? You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. The FDA warns following multiple reports of patients who have required medical support and have been hospitalized after self-medicating with ivermectin. The U.S. Food and Drug Agency has issued a warning to people not to take an anti-parasitic drug designed for livestock to treat or prevent COVID-19 following multiple reports of poisonings. It follows a surge of reports that a Mississippi State Department of Health regarding cases in which people have been poisoned by ingesting the drug. It used to deworm cattle. Like, what the hell, man? You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously. The FDA tweeted acknowledging it's perhaps not surprising that some consumers are looking at unconventional treatments, though, in a country with where less than 52% of the population is fully vaxxed. So in Mississippi, where 30% of the population is fully vaccinated, state authorities say they have received an increasing number of calls. So this is ongoing from individuals with potential ivermectin exposure taken to treat or prevent COVID-19. These are not antiviral stuff. These are anti-parasitic. What the heck? Like, COVID-19 is a virus. It doesn't even make any sense that way. Oh my God. I can't even read anymore. This is just so stupid. We got to move on from this. Why on earth are we letting these people do this? How are they getting these drugs? Oh my. Well, at least the people in Colombo are smarter, right? Yeah. How about this for a law that got passed, okay? So I've actually talked about this story because people ride elephants all over the world. They're like a thing to ride in some parts of the world, actually. And it's actually a sign of status for some people who can afford and keep an elephant. But an Indian-born tusker or bull elephant with large tusks called Raja has been seen being escorted by security personnel walking down the street in the outskirts of Colombo. Now, here's the thing, though. There's a law that got put through about this elephant and every other one. It's that you can't drink and drive an elephant in Sri Lanka. So I want you to think about this now. Did you know you can't drink and ride on an elephant at the same time in Sri Lanka? That's because the country is trying its darndest to preserve the lives of elephants and other animals under its new animal protection law. According to AFP, Sri Lankan officials will now issue biometric identity cards for captive elephants while also banning their riders from drinking on the job. I mean, you wouldn't want to say something mean to the elephant after having a few drinks. They never forget, you know. Elephants are often kept as pets by wealthy Sri Lankans in an effort to show off their riches. You know, with this has often come widespread complaints of animal cruelty that goes right along with it, unfortunately. The new law is designed to improve the lives of animals, particularly working elephants, hard-working elephants, raising money for their little Dumbos at home. AFP reported there are currently about 200 domesticated elephants in Sri Lanka, with 7,500 living in the wild. That's not very many. That's less than 8,000. So be nice to your elephants, folks, and don't drink and, well, ride? Oh, God, what a bizarre, just weird thing. God, I don't even know. It's just craziness. Oh, my. Oh, don't worry. I have one more horrible story here. Yeah, because you know what? Pretty much every person I know in my house right now, my wife, my two daughters and my son, they are just absolutely terrified of spiders. Me, not so much. I don't like them. I don't like walking through the webs in particular. I hate that. But guess what? Things could be much worse, especially if you live in Britain, because they're preparing right now for their annual invasion of the palm-sized sex-starved spiders. I've been a sex-starved spider before, because you know what? Oh, boy. There's not a single country in the world that doesn't have some annual traditions, right? But, like, they're usually cherished events, and people give a chance here to get together and celebrate or remember something important, you know. But the British Isles, oh, they have their fair share of fun-filled annual traditions until this one crops up every year. Granted, we're not talking about any kind of organized event, just the sex-crazed giant spiders that invade British and Irish homes every year, whether people want it or not. Oh, God. The arachnid in question is the aptly named giant horse spider. I'm sorry, that's house spider. But, you know, I'll leave that mistake in because it just sounds so hilarious. It's giant horse spider. So, because it just gives you an idea how big the damn thing is. Or Eratogenia atrica, which is a giant house spider, by the way, for you scientifically minded. They can grow to have a leg span of nearly 4 inches and are able to go from standstill to running at nearly 40 miles per hour. So they got, like, old lady driving to church, you know, speed. So, yeah, that's a spider the size of your palm that can take off as fast as a car in the blink of an eye. And every year, between August and September, they crawl out of British homes, woodwork, in search of some freaky eight-legged love. Giant spider orgies. What a wonderful tradition. Oh, I might want to mite. Why, yes, I'm a legs man. How could you tell? Oh, but it gets better. The giant house spiders aren't alone in creeping into houses and homes in the British Isles. Dr. Chris Terrell-Neal is a lecturer of ecology at the Nottingham Trent University in Nottingham, England. And he told Nottingham Post that there's a total of 3 arachnids currently making their way inside homes in Britain. The giant house spider is merely the biggest of them. In fact, they're one of the largest spiders in all of North America. The other two are the daddy long legs and the crown orb weaver, also known as a garden spider. No wonder the giant ones all get the attention, though. They usually stay in hiding within garages and attics, but in August, it's the male spider's hormones start getting the better of them. This time of the year, August and September, the male spiders have the urge to mate and start wandering and looking for females. I know there's a lot of them, guys. Like, we're talking hundreds of thousands. Millions of these things crawling into homes everywhere. Oh, just lovely. And only do they crawl in the homes. They go on the walls, floors, kitchen tables, bathroom, beds. Yeah, yeah. Try listening to this podcast now while you're in bed and feel that thing on your frickin' leg. And when they do find a female, they mate, of course, and she lays eggs, and the male usually dies. Hooray. Good. We don't have to crush them. At least the invaders die off as quickly as they do appear, unless they don't manage to score, in which case they'll be around again in 12 freaking months. Oh, boy. Well, those are 12 months you guys can keep. Keep your yuck factory horny old spiders away from me. That's for darn well sure. And unfortunately, we do have one more sign of human error and stupidity to report on. But, you know, it does make for great paranormal news because this is just bizarre and weird. Because TikTok has officially now banned, they banned it, the Milk Crate Challenge videos, because it's killing people and hurting them and putting them in wheelchairs, man. It's true. They're citing safety concerns. So TikTok actually pulled this challenge. The app will no longer allow people, you know, to do this. And if the videos of themselves are tenuously being removed, that's right, they're getting taken down. People attempting to milk whatever viral fame they can get on TikTok will no longer be able to with the Milk Crate Challenge. The app has banned videos of people attempting to risk trendy, just citing safety concerns of this Milk Crate Challenge. TikTok prohibits content that promotes or glorifies a dangerous act, and we remove videos and redirect searches to our community guidelines to discourage such content. We encourage everyone to exercise caution in their behavior, whether online or off, the company said in a statement. A search for hashtag Milk Crate Challenge on TikTok on Friday brought up no results found. And the page's following sentence, this phrase may be associated with behavior or content that violates our guidelines. Promoting a safe and positive experience is TikTok's top priority. For those who have been living under a rock or milk crate, the past few weeks, people have been doing this stupid thing where they stack up a pyramid and attempt to walk on it. And successfully to complete the so-called challenge, earning nothing but, you know, brownie points, I guess. In case you were wondering, it rarely ends well. And you can pretty much still see the videos everywhere all over the world. It's horrible. People are getting hurt. They're falling down. It's crushing them. They're just kind of landing on their head in awkward ways. You know, as a professional wrestling fan, I kind of enjoyed the trend. But at the same time, I could see why they kind of have to get rid of this now. It's time to move on. And anyway, we shouldn't be doing things that, you know, purposely hurt ourselves. But apparently, taking, you know, bovine dewormer is perfectly safe. God help me. Really? What the heck is wrong with people? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Guys, we had two planes that reported the same UFO, which I thought was so cool. You can't drive an elephant drunk in Sri Lanka. That's a big one. Britain are getting ready for their invasion of sex-starved spiders. God, what a... Like, I don't know. The fact that they're sex-starved means they're coming and they're not going to stop. Don't read into that the wrong way, by the way. Really. Health officials are warning against using deworming to combat COVID-19 because, you know, people are terrible and stupid. Not us, though. We're too smart on this show. We're not going to be at that. And TikTok has banned the Milk Crate Challenge because, you know, you'd have to be a raving lunatic to want to break your back for the fun and enjoyment of people around the world. Huh. Did I mention I like professional wrestling? I still love professional wrestling. I think I'll go back to it. All these stories have been odd to Newfoundland.